Today is Tuesday, November 30th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So today is our flight home from New York, and this will be the last of my pre-recorded episodes. At least I think it will. It looks like our flight is at 7 in the evening. So, and Mark is going to work on Tuesday in the morning. And then we'll have, you know, maybe we'll check out of the hotel. We'll have a nice lunch. And, you know, we'll just keep our luggage at the hotel. And then when we're ready to go to the airport, you know, we'll walk around, whatever. And then when we're ready to go to the airport, we'll go back, get our luggage and get an Uber, or I don't know. We haven't really discussed what the transportation situation is going to look like to and from the airport. But so there's not going to be any plans. We're not doing a show. We're not doing any. I don't think we're going to do any touristy things. I would imagine we should be at the airport by about 4:30 in the afternoon. So, you know, and it probably takes, you know, Uber or anything else with traffic and everything, an hour from the hotel to the airport. I don't know that. I'm just, you know, giving time. So we probably need to leave about 3 to go to the airport. So if he works until 11 or 12 and then we have lunch, that's pretty much the whole day. And like I said, Monday, our big plan, he's working in the morning and then we'll do something in the afternoon. But I'm still toying with what show we want to see, because I really want to see one more show before we leave. I think it's really looking like it might be Waitress, and I don't know why I think that that's going to be a good show. I need to look at reviews, but I feel like when that came out, it had pretty good reviews. I could be completely wrong, but the other ones that are available or are open on Monday are not as interesting to me as that one. The only thing is, this will be, I think the Monday show will be the first performance for a new main character. The original person who played the main character is ending her run. And I believe she's ending her run on like the week before. So I believe this will be the first night for the new main character, which I don't know how good that'll be, but I don't know. So anyway, we're probably going to do that. And then, we'll plan some other stuff. We haven't really planned out the daytime stuff. I think Mark would have preferred it to be a little bit more planned out than it is. We didn't make a spreadsheet or anything like that. We just have put things in the calendar and booked shows and a couple of restaurant reservations. So we still have to plan some of that as well. All right. So, and then, man, it is going to be so busy when I get back, because Wednesday I have to work all day, but then I also have our dress rehearsal for our first church Christmas show. And the dress rehearsal, I believe, is from like 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. on Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday, I will have a full work schedule. And then on Saturday, Daniel and Zach will be here. And I have to figure out something for us to do. I mean, like I said, I want them to see the house. I don't really think I want to cook because, I mean, I think that's a lot of stress. It's just, you know, I'm going to have just gotten back from New York and no time to go to the grocery store and buy or plan a meal or anything like that. The house is going to be clean because we're going to have it cleaned on Friday. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to have time to plan anything. And I get really stressed out when I'm cooking for people. And, you know, I don't know. And they do keto. And I don't know if they're going to be doing keto while they're on their vacation or whether they're going to be doing cheat days every day. I'm not really sure. We haven't talked about that. But I don't know what to do with Daniel and Zach. Like, I don't know whether we should have a quiet night at home and, you know, play a game and, you know, maybe watch a movie on the TV upstairs and show them the house and do everything, or whether we should try to pick a restaurant. You know, I mean, this is Arkansas. I think we have good restaurants here, but you know, generally speaking, you know, maybe they're not as good as other places. Who knows? So I don't really know. I don't really, and it's only one night they're going to drive in. I don't even know what time they're going to get here. I would assume sometime after lunch on Saturday, and then they'll be leaving Sunday morning. And so I don't know. I haven't decided. I want to make sure that they have a good time. And I just don't know what that is going to involve, you know, or what we need to do to have a good time. And I haven't met Zach. I don't want to make a bad impression on Zach. Be like, ugh, Adam is boring. I'm not really sure. So we'll see. We'll see what I do there. But let's go back to the old complete book of questions here and see if there's anything else I want to answer. Well, an easy one is, what room in your house best reflects your personality? Explain why. So I don't know about my personality, because, I mean, what room says people pleaser? You know, I'm not really sure. But I will say, the room that I'm in right now, the studio/media room/office, probably best encapsulates me, because it's got all of my books in the bookshelves. I love watching TV. There's a big TV in here. You know, I love entertaining and stuff. There's like a snack bar with a refrigerator with drinks and all of that kind of stuff. All of my Pride 48 memorabilia is on the wall from all of the events that we've had. And I'm in my studio, which, you know, I'm a podcaster. So I've got my mixer and my video equipment and my mic and my camera and my, you know, all of that. And then all of my computers are here in this room as well. So really, and then music. My trumpet is sitting right behind me on the floor on a trumpet stand. And I've got my music stand behind my shoulder over here because I've been practicing every day. I slacked off a little bit this week. I didn't practice at all today, but I've been doing a lot better than normal. Used to, I didn't practice at all. Now I've been practicing 30 minutes a day. Even if I didn't get it done today, for the past few weeks, I have been doing about 30 minutes a day. So that's great. I just leave the trumpet over there, and like in between meetings or even during a meeting at the Spit Valve Factory, if I don't have my video on and I'm just having to listen, I may pick up the trumpet and play a few scales or something. So I think this room best kind of encapsulates me. I also have, you know, computer books on the bookshelves and anyway, all that kind of stuff. So here's another one. When you're alone at home, do you wear shoes, socks, slippers, or go barefoot? So this is an interesting one because, first of all, the easy answer to that question is I never go without socks, like ever. So I am constantly, I sleep in socks. I don't like to have bare feet. I mean, when I go swimming, you know, I don't wear socks in the swimming pool or in the ocean or in the or wherever I'm swimming. But when I take a shower, you know, anytime I'm going to get wet, I will take the socks off. But anytime sleeping, awake, on the couch, walking around, whatever the case may be, I'm always wearing socks. And I found recently, because for about a year, I still think it's, now I'm going to forget the name of it. I had this heel pain, and now I'm not going to remember what the name of, there is a name and now I have forgotten, but I had this heel pain that went on for about a year, and it mostly went away after I lost weight. And so I think it might've been mostly related to my weight gain, but I wasn't enormous, but you know, I was heavier than I should have been. And I cannot remember what it's called. But anyway, during that time, it felt better to wear shoes because the shoes are cushioned and my heels felt better when I was wearing shoes. So I started wearing shoes. The problem is Mark, and apparently a lot of Asian cultures and Asian households, don't really like wearing shoes in the house because they don't like to get the dirt and the grime and the germs and everything from the outside all over the floors and everything inside. And so he takes his shoes off right at the door. And really wants me to do that as well. And so I really have this push-pull situation where I'm wearing shoes right now, but I probably shouldn't be because I don't think I'm thinking about buying a pair of shoes that I just wear in the house and I never wear out. And then he'll be okay with it. I don't know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.